Proclamation number 7753 of 23rd of November, 1960. God can only be recognized through truth. And you will truly be instructed in truth when the word from above is sounded to you. And even if human intellect ponders and researches, it will only rarely succeed in providing the evidence that the results of intellectual research are truth, as soon as it concerns knowledge for which only I myself am responsible, because I alone know about it. But I can transfer the knowledge to people, I can convey it to earth, I can impart it through the heart of a person who declares himself willing and has prepared himself such that he will hear my utterances from above within himself. That his spirit can be addressed by me myself. And this person will then truly be instructed in the truth, because I want humanity to know the truth. For the knowledge of truth can still bring those people to faith who are still distant from me. Truth can influence their thinking. Truth can give them an image of me as their God and Creator which appears acceptable to them. And thus truth can cause them to seek contact with me, which, however, error will never achieve. But people's thinking is still very much in error, and it is the consequence that they reject me, that they don't want to believe in a God and Creator who is love, wisdom and might in himself. Error is my adversary's spawn, error is his means to maintain the separation between the beings and me. Just as truth will lead to seeking the bond with me. Thus my adversary always endeavors to confuse people's thinking for which he makes use of their intellect, for it certainly performs its function but always according to the influence which affects it. And as long as the human being is still turned away from me my adversary has access, and he truly makes use of his right. But if truth is presented to the human being by his fellow human being which has originated from me myself, his will can also decide to examine this truth, and if he is of good will he will be able to recognize me in truth and his thinking will change. From the error of truth to from my adversary into me too. And then the truth will have triumphed. And therefore it will always be and remain my concern to convey the truth to you humans from above, for you can only become blissfully happy through the truth, because only through the truth will you be able to gain a clear image of your God and Creator, who wants to be your Father and whom you therefore should learn to love, which only the truth can achieve. Error distorts my image, and if my love, wisdom and might are not revealed to you I am not the perfect being for you either, who deserves your love. But I want to regain your love which you once denied me. And I will also succeed in doing so, because I will not cease to court your love and therefore always convey truthful knowledge to you which shall make you happy, which shall lead you to me again and unite you. For the love which your God and Father bestows upon you does not tolerate you humans on earth to live in error either, but it leaves you full freedom. It does not force you to accept the truth but reveals itself to you so visibly that you can recognize the eternal truth itself when you hear words which were conveyed from above to earth, which the Father himself speaks to his children in order to win their love. For my adversary works wherever he can in order to hand you humans over to ruin, and therefore I oppose him with my activity, for I want to rescue you from his power. I want to help you to eternal life. Amen.